And John, you know, another point that Dennis brings up is the issue of people who drop out because of post-AC drops in ejection fraction and his concern about how that factors in terms of patients not getting trastuzumab. Any thoughts on that?
Well, certainly it's a concern that there are patients who are not getting the opportunity to have what looks to be the most effective drug for this particular disease. But when you look at the 006 data, one of the potential advantages of TCH is that we're not losing such patients. And that, I think, factors into the ultimate outcomes. So at the end of the day, what you can say is those two regimens perform similarly, even though TCH does have the theoretical advantage of everyone at least gets a kick at trastuzumab. I think that when you look at the numbers, which can be 13 to over 20% of patients who have not completed their full year of trastuzumab because of the cardiotoxicity issues, it raises concerns. But in the absence that duration matters, it's still an open question how much harm that's actually doing.